This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No.
Who are you? Who's your hockey guy?
Right now, pretty much. Well, no one, because my team is terrible.
Who's your team?
The Rangers.
Okay.
They stink.
Could you name one player from the Rangers, Jason?
Not right now.
When would you be able to?
Another time.
At another time.
Yeah.
All right.
Messier used to play for.
Bingo. For all of our people of the Caucasian persuasion, can you give us the Masters update here?
I'd say you could. I mean, you.
No,
you
white.
You did say yesterday that he's not a golf guy.
I did say yesterday.
But you don't do golf or hockey or skiing.
Correct. Yeah.
So where's all that white going to?
I don't know.
Baseball?
No. Nope.
There's a hole in Germantown. You just poured into it.
Yeah. I don't really identify.
Would you say that most of the sports betting industry is white?
Yes.
You bring on.
Raheem Palmer. I found the diversity.
Rostradamus?
Rostradamus.
You bring him on.
Yeah.
Is he?
He is definitely a needle in a haystack.
So is it 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
That's where you're pouring your white into. We found it, haven't we, George?
You're investigating skills over here.
Every
yeah.
day, yes. all day. After he gets off it, too, going now to we're pouring
now
in.
Now, that's not to say that, you know, black people don't bet on sports. But when you're talking about that space, which
well,
I think is what you're kind of getting at.
For the yeah. most part, yes.
yes.
But then, more so.
I would say.
I mean, you can look at the deal here.
Like my guy, there's Raheem, who works the Ringer. And then there's my guy, Femi Abebefe.
I haven't even heard of him.
Who works at You Better You Bet on the Odyssey, BetMGM Odyssey Network.
Is he good?
Very good. Very nice guy.
You know, we got to work doubly as hard.
Yeah. That's how I've always felt as well. About myself.
Because you were raised on Sycamore View.
Yeah.
So you think you're black.
Well, it's not a think thing.
Because you got jumped.
It's not a think thing, but I definitely, you know. upbringing was definitely, like, I just never related, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never related
But then you
to,
looked at your skin.
I did.
And you said, I want to golf.
I never said that. I tried one time, and it was just not, you know.
It's more than me.
Dude, I've been inducted and instructed into the black community in Memphis. There's no doubt about it. No question in my mind.
The question, have you been in Germantown so long that you've lost your card?
It's not something that you lose.
Because we don't see you in North and South Memphis.
You don't need to see me there.
Used to see you when you were covering recruiting.
Yeah.
You'd don't be need all to, over town.
You don't need to see me there.
You like, go straight to the Germantown home.
It's a permanent thing. You know, as long as I don't do anything egregious, right, to lose it.
Pimento cheese is for all.
Who's winning this? Is it still the...
Right now, Tyrell Hatton has a one-stroke lead.
I hear the egg salad sandwich is good, too. Who's that for?
I mean, you have this whole, like, application process you have to go through to get tickets. And if you go, you can't bring your phone. Like, it's very...
You'll go one day.
I will never go.
One of your white friends will take you.
I will literally never go.
Mike will want to go.
I could not.
And then you will go.
I could not care less.
If Mike goes and says, John, hop on my PJ.
Yes.
We're going to the Masters. You're on there with the puffer vest in 10 minutes.
That's right. No.
You're going.
I'm not. I don't care about
he
it.
He would make it fun, dude. Y'all would be VIP. Stop this. Stop.
All right, listen.
You're getting ridiculous with it to make your point.
If we're going to talk about the Masters, don't you need to put on like a dog costume?
We don't do that.
Here, we got
I'm
we,
not. I don't. Dude, that is. You're touching something that's nationally huge.
That's what I'm saying.
So you be careful.
We got to get George like a shark costume. We'll get you a dog costume, man.
You ain't give me a damn thing.
We got to start dancing around. You got to start jumping.
Yeah,
up.
Where's your costume? You should be in it.
Costumes? That's news to me.
You got
to
get a.
Thank you, George.
I've never seen. We were
ain't
we
no
talking
costumes
about
in here.
Oh, you got
to
get a costume.
This guy's trying to get his jokes off.
Oh, you got
to
get a costume.
And we're the one. We're here to amuse him. Clearly, we're supposed to wear them for
him.
Yeah,
man. Y'all got to start jumping up and down. Start dancing.
Can't just get like the regular like caddy things. If anything, like.
I mean,
can't do that.
I guess we're not gonna do it here on the show, man. I guess we're not gonna do it.
Guess not.
But yeah, thank you for that update. Tyrell Hatton, who I've never heard of in my life.
Me neither.
Like a brother.
Is your leader on the first day of the Masters. Tonight in the NBA, we have a pseudo playoff game right here in Memphis. Now again, last I checked, Grizzlies were a short underdog, +2. And then a +110 on the money line against the Timberwolves. And I think the biggest question that, you know, we talked about is, A, Timberwolves have to win to stay out of the play-in. They lose, they're in. And then, B, if you're the Grizzlies, like how do you defend Ant? You know, like what do you do? What can you throw at him? I guess, would it be Bane right now? I mean, is that – I guess Vince Williams would be the –
Vince Williams is going into the starting lineup.
Yeah.
And he, my guess, is going to get the first crack at it.
Yeah.
Because, again, you are limited in bodies. You can't have Desmond Bane fouling out.
Right.
Because you've got him on Ant early, and he picks up two quick ones. So, of course. I mean, I don't think there's any other option than throw Vince Williams on him with Lamar Stevens as sort of the backup.
Right.
Will Bane be on him at times? Absolutely. All those guys will, though, have to. Ant plays all over the floor in terms of switches and everything else they do for him to get him free. So, but the initial responsibility has to fall to Vince Williams. This was once a spot that at one point this season we had Vince penciled in for. When you got close to the postseason around this time and we said you'd hopefully by that time you'd have him ramped up by now, that he'd be your main guy on the three. The issue is he capable, you know, with the injury this year, but also, you know, last year,
yep,
getting back to a decent level from a three-point, you know, I saw him the other day. He missed a three after Ja threw him a pass. First thing he did is go to Ja, man, my bad. You know, that's a thing. And for Jalen Wells, for the most part, when that ball's come, you know, 35-36% of the time, and it's you know, he's cooled off since earlier this season. But that's still as a rookie, 10 points per game, he's shooting 35-36 from, that's a guy you could depend on. Vince in there. And so there's just not that level of trust that you had hoped would already be firmly established by now when you were envisioning how this season would go.
Yeah.
You know, you're starting Jalen Wells early in a year, but sure, you're not thinking you're going to eventually start two rookies in the playoffs. Well, Jalen had earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Vince had proven too. There just seems to be a level he can't get to. A lot of it looks physical to me, just like he's not right. But, yeah, now he's thrown into the fire as the must. Now you must do it.
Yeah.
And so, listen, there isn't a high level of confidence already in his level of play right now. So, tonight ain't going to be about stopping Ant. It's going to be about stopping the rest of those guys, you know, not having everybody else go off on you because Ant is going to get however many he wants tonight. The plan should be don't let anybody else kill you.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like like Dan Hurley did with Zach Edey in the championship game 2 years ago, right, where he just played him one-on-one and, you know, made sure nobody else could take advantage.
Listen, one thing Milwaukee did and shook that game up, and I'm sure you're probably going to see it tonight, P, it's already been written about, they threw zone at Minnesota, and it just threw them off. Minnesota played right into it, brick, 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 brick. And so I imagine as shorthanded as Isolo is tonight, and having just watched Milwaukee complete a 24-point comeback using it, that you'll do that. You're trying to protect guys from foul trouble and everything else tonight. Throw some zone at them and just see if Minnesota wants to play into your hands again. So at some point, again, not so much about matchups because you're limited there in what you can throw at Ant.
Yep.
You're going to throw some zone at them. And then your main thing is protecting the paint, not letting, you know, Julius Randle go off tonight. Along with Ant Edwards, You know, that's what you got to avoid. So yep. I would focus more on that because there is no, again, there is no stopping ant with Vince Williams and Lamar Stevens.
Yeah, this is a big ask. I mean, for sure. I mean, I guess all you're trying to do is just make sure the dude don't go off for 50. Like, anything short of 50 is a win right now.
Yeah, you probably don't care what it looks like, how many he's got, so long as that it's a W at the end. Grizzlies playing well. That's the thing you got going for him. And Edie comes into this on an absolute roll. I mean, confidence at an all-time high. At least in this league, you would think, coming off the performances he had. And again, Isolo been very smart that it's not just, oh, we're going to throw you the ball more. You've got him setting the screens, which he feels like makes him, now I'm useful. Now I'm getting job that space. Okay, let me roll. You know, it gets him more. He's been more engaged, both offensively and defensively. And you hope it continues against this bigger front line tonight.
I don't think I realized that Anthony Edwards was both taking his most threes of his career and also shooting his best percentage of his career.
Well, remember, the games with him have come down to him at the buzzer. Yeah. A couple of them, both of them, I want to say. It was crazy two shots. And, he's been, you know, they've come down to Anthony Edwards' threes that he fortunately missed.
What I enjoy about Ant is that, like, you know, he does these post-game press conferences, and, like, he really, like, posts up, you
know. Reclines in his locker with his chair he's got.
Yeah. He really, like, wants to talk, you know. That's a rarity in today's superstar.
They were talking about beating Jokic that night, that 61-point triple-double he had, and he sat back and just was in awe, just sat back and talked about the player that he says, there's nobody better except me. But I've never seen anything like him. You know, he did it in his way.
Right.
You know, even in holding him up, he had to. I'm good too. He couldn't help himself. But you could see it. There's just a reverence for Jokic from his peers, even the faces of the league, the other faces of the league that they have for him. That's just different from everybody else.
Yep.
And it was fun to watch him kind of sit back and get into it like an old man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun to watch. So yeah, if the Grizzlies win, it doesn't guarantee that they'll be out of the play-in, but obviously it probably puts them in a situation, if I had to guess, where they just have to split their next two, because you're already up a half game on the Warriors, and you would be up, what, two games now on the Timberwolves if that happens. So, you know, it feels like as long as the Warriors have the tiebreaker over you, though, huh? That'd be the problem. You still have to win these next three, and you'd – either you win the next three, or you need the Warriors to lose again, and you go 2-1. That feels correct. I don't know who the Warriors have left, but they got the Trailblazers and the Clippers. So, you know, I guess it's possible they could lose one more. I mean, if they lost to the Spurs at home, they could certainly lose the Blazers on the road and the Clippers. So
there's no reason right now for the Clippers are going hard, right? There's a chance for them to get out of this and get above the fray, right? So they're playing everybody the rest of the way, right?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, that could easily be a loss for Golden State. They go 1-1 there.
Yeah.
Because they're beating Portland.
And the Blazers will put up a fight. I mean, they've been
For about three quarters.
Yeah. They're obviously, like you said, they're probably not going to lose that one. But still, we wouldn't have said they were going to lose the Spurs.
And then I've heard people discussing it. Are you or are you not? Because I realize it's Sacramento and Dallas basically just kind of battling right now for home court. They're locked in the 9-10 spots. Is Dallas going to have something to play for still on Sunday?
I don't think so. But maybe.
They're a full game back of Sacramento. I don't know what the rest of their slate looks like other than the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Dallas has...
because the Kings could probably lose. They probably could lose to the Clippers tomorrow.
Yeah, the Clippers are playing the best.
Dallas has got Grizz, and Toronto is next.
Yeah, I guess...
Toronto is winnable.
They could get to the 9 seed, the Mavs. So they'll
Have home court, which they would want.
Yeah.
So they're still... I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think they're still going to have something to play for to try to lock up.
Yeah, that's true.
Try to get ahead of Sacramento.
I mean, this is what the play-in has done. Like, I don't know if it's like this every single year, but, like, you know, from three – well, I think three is basically going to be sealed with the Lakers.
Let me tell you this. It has been great for the West because you get great teams in it. You had Memphis Golden State one year, remember? I mean, with, you know, that Xavier Tillman hitting that shot, Steph, all that. I mean, that's been – you look at the East, nobody care about the Heat-Bulls 9-10 matchup and the Magic Hawks. My point is – applied to the West, it's been great.
Yeah.
For the East, it's just, okay, whatever, who's coming out to face Cleveland and Boston. But, you know, at some point in the future, the East will be more competitive, and it has the chance to be as compelling as what's happening on the West side, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been, I would tell you, it's been great for the West. You've had good teams down there.
Well, yeah.
Lakers, haven't Lakers made a run out of there? And I guess technically Miami did previously on the East side, didn't they?
Yeah, and it's totally, you know, and it's totally added. I mean, otherwise, who would really care that much about who's, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 with a
well, my Bulls season would be just about over. Yeah.
Right.
Because they're battling for 9, 10.
It feels like the Hawks, the Bulls, and the Heat have been in the play-in every single year.
Oh, we got a chance. You know what? We got a chance to get up to 8.
Yeah. But yeah. Doesn't it feel like it's like the Hawks, Bulls. The Bulls, and the Heat every single year in the Eastern Conference play-in?
Well, yeah. 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 Because who's not there? The Wizards, Hornets, and Nets.
Yeah. But, man.
I mean, this year the outlier really is Philly. Being as
the outlier.
Beat up. And mm-hmm. Which and the crazy thing is, for Philly, Quentin Grimes has gone absolutely crazy since getting traded there.
Yeah.
He's been awesome.
I've noticed that. Remember, Penny did some work with him. You know he's represented by Travis King.
Yeah.
So Penny did some they did some work there. Quentin has blown up.
Yeah, he has.
He's looking like the 5-star now that he was at one time.
That's
in
right.
His career.
He's a McDonald's All-American, you know? 15 of the 20 postseason seeds are still undetermined with three games left. So, three game days left, I should say. I mean, that's the design, right? The Grizzlies still could technically be the 3 seed. It's possible. They're not mathematically eliminated.
Who's the coach of the year in y'all's eyes?
It'd be Atkinson, right?
Atkinson is up there.
Yeah.
I think he might even be the favorite.
Yeah, just because you're the one seed. But,
Kenny's the favorite, I think. Like, betting-wise, I want to say Atkinson's the favorite.
JB has to be on the list.
JB has
to be. He has to be top three.
He, to me, probably has done the best job.
They went from the last 2 years combined.
Mm-hmm. This is the only team, I want to say, in NBA history that went from worst record in the league last year to a playoff spot this year. We're not talking play-in.
They're about to get a top 6 seed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 3.5 games clear of the 7. That's incredible for a team that had, I think, the worst record the last 2 years in the league.
Yeah.
One of the worst losing streaks in history last year. He has to be up there. Atkinson, though, feels like he's taking Cleveland to the next level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ime's done a really good job, too.
Ime has to
Man,
be
he's,
up there.
He's got a case.
And Dagnall will be up there because they've run away because they got the best record.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where you get – it's like who overachieves the most, you know. The Thunder won't get – Dagnall won't get it because, you know, people expected them to be good. Ime makes a case for sure. J.J. Redick won't get it because, you know, they traded for Luka Doncic. That helps a lot. They were not doing this before they got Luka, you know. Ty Lue will not get it. Mazzulla will not get it. So
Isolo, if you've given him more time.
Give him more time, yeah. I mean, he's on pace. He'd be 41 and 41, right?
Yeah.
So he would be in the mix. Day. It's just weird, though. Like, there's so many NBA media members that, like, just act like Taylor Jenkins was God's gift to coaching. And I'm just like, you know, he was good for a time. He was good for a certain stage, but once – it went from being about development to okay, like let's improve upon our postseason success. Let's coach these grown men. Like it didn't work for him as well, you know. Mm-hmm. T.I. or as I like to call him, the rubber band man, wild as a Taliban. Like he might be the guy for this moment. I don't know. I have truly no idea. But this idea that Taylor Jenkins was just untouchable, people got him in their top three of NBA coach. I'm like, my God.
He was not. I mean, we said coming in the year, if he lost a first-round playoff series, he was done.
Right.
Said he was toast. Now, maybe nationally, they're a guy who had finished second in, what, coach of the year voting?
Yeah.
And had two seeds to his name.
Yeah.
And you're certainly not looking at him as the reason for the collapse last year.
Mm-hmm.
Point to injury, Steven Adams and Ja Morant's suspension. So I can get nationally sort of being, you know, feeling like, oh, he's still upper echelon.
But, right.
You know, we knew it for a long time around here. He was on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And then you're basically throwing a finger sign in the front office, not playing Zach Edey. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You went away from ball screens? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is – and we get it. This is out of resentment for Isolo and this, you know, what the front office did to you. We get why you went he went rogue. Him and Noah went rogue. So I can't trust anybody.
That's right.
No, I can't trust anybody in here. I can't trust Isolo. He's here to take me out.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Let's get together.
He was circumventing.
But really, but
Thomas Isola was
plotting.
Wouldn't he have known, though, that the writing was on the wall because your general manager is in the guy is in the camp of Isola. He's identified him, made you cut off all your assistance. Doesn't matter if you saved it this year, does it?
No.
That happens, if you're Taylor, whether it's successfully and looking somewhere else or getting, you know it's time. Mm-hmm. It's over. Time to get out. And maybe that's why he didn't care.
Yeah.
At the end. Clearly, he did not. Because the Edie you're getting now is, man, you could have done this earlier.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's their draft pick, dude. I get it. He said, I'm going to go rogue. I'm going to fight my way out of here. He did.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of dignity in that. I told you that I kind of like not letting that guy come in here and just take it from you.
Yeah, well.
But I guess he did, though, didn't he?
I suppose that is what wound up happening. So, anyway, yeah, Grizzlies, Timberwolves tonight. TNT, 8:30 tip, so make sure you're ready. Make sure you're prepared.
They said he's eating donuts now.
TJ's eating donuts?
Oh, I think Jeff said that he was spotted in the donut shop.
Still in town. Okay. All right. Good for him. Good for him. We'll come back. Adam Chernoff's going to join us on the other side. Switch gears, talk a little NFL draft and win totals with him on the other side. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN. Adam Chernoff is all things NFL. For Right Angle Sports. Follow his work, Adam Chernoff, on X, footballbettors.com. He's our favorite Canadian, and every time we have him on, it just feels like tensions get even higher between our nations, our neighbors. And I want to say, Adam, I know you're not paying attention to the news because you've sworn it off, but I want to say on behalf of Americans everywhere that we appreciated your olive branch that you put on Twitter yesterday. What's your favorite American city? Please share it with us.
Oh, wow. So that reached an audience that I didn't expect it to. That was a serious tweet. So I put out a top five. Number one, Charleston, South Carolina. Number two, because it required a city, I said Tillamook, Oregon. I love the coast. Then it was University Place, Washington, Huntington Beach, California, and St. George, Utah. And so I love all of those places, but I'll tell you put me on King Street in Charleston as like a last day on earth, just eating everything that I possibly can. I'm going away a happy man.
Was Memphis sixth? Just missed the cut?
Well, no, I feel bad because I've not been in the state of Tennessee yet. And so Tennessee, Arkansas, and New Orleans are very high on the list of places to visit because the variety of barbecue, just the difference in sauces gets me very excited about going there one day.
Sounds like you have quite the palate there, Adam.
Are you a foodie?
I'm on the seafood diet. I see food and I eat it. So I'm pretty wide open.
All right. Well, we appreciate it.
Well done.
Stay tuned. Later today, Jason and I will unveil our five favorite Canadian cities.
Yeah.
Stay tuned on whether or not Saskatoon makes the list. Are you hopeful?
Well, there's only about five or six to pick from, It's going to be a pretty easy list.
All right. A lot to get to. You've been crushing it on draft coverage. Obviously, the NFL draft is exactly 2 weeks away. As of right now, what would you say? I mean, obviously people are going to have to kind of shop around and some places are offering it and some places are not. But, if you had to pick sort of one thing for the audience today in terms of a draft bet, what looks the best to you on April the 10th?
Oh, we got a lot of ways we can go with these and there's a lot of options. So Dallas Cowboys to draft a wide receiver with their first pick. If you can find that plus 130 or better, I think that looks great. Matthew Golden is in for a visit today. The Cowboys are a team that very often draft guys they visit with. They've been very friendly this offseason, visited with a lot of folks. Everything I'm hearing from Brian Schottenheimer and the team just suggests they're going offense and playmaker. I don't think they go cornerback. I don't think there's going to be Ashton Jeffrey around to justify a pick for running back. And so whether it's McMillan or Golden, that's just the impression of what I get the Cowboys are going to do. So that would be one of the more widely available ones that stand out. But there's a lot right now that I'm looking at if you guys want to get into.
Yeah, I see, just to throw this out, at Caesars plus 160 on first drafted position by the Cowboys. So you would say that's a great price.
Yeah, it would be. That's what I've done
myself. I've played some better numbers, but like in all the median yeah. videos I've been doing, that 160 was the yes, kind of no tipping point. So yes,
got absolutely. It, got it. Okay. All right. The Raiders are picking sixth. And again, I'm just using, you know, this menu because this is sort of where I can bet. They've got running back minus 130. Has that price run a little too far with Ashton Jeanty? Like, how would you sort of break that down for the Raiders and Jeanty there at six?
I wouldn't necessarily say too far. I think it's getting close to what is fair for these markets. Typically, with teams in the top 10 to 12-ish, I'd be willing to pay a little bit more. And that's not like a price insensitivity comment, but I remember last year with the Ravens, I took him at like minus 105 to draft an offensive lineman. It closed like minus 500, but they were way at the bottom of the draft and things happened in front of them that just all the offensive linemen went. So with a team like the Raiders, I wouldn't say it's too much just because they're drafting at six. I think Jeanty makes all of the sense in the world. I have a very difficult time believing that Pete Carroll, who goes to bed and puts his head on the pillow at night thinking of different ways he can run the football in whatever game he's coaching coming up next, is going to go into week one of a season where he's 75 years old with Raheem Mostert as running back one and Sincere McCormick as running back number two. I just cannot see it happening. And you have the opportunity to get a guy like Ashton Jeanty, who's probably the best running back prospect since Saquon Barkley, who just turned the league upside down last year. I think they're going to do it. I would be surprised if they end up getting to six and he hasn't been picked and the Bears haven't traded up and they let him go. I would be very surprised by that. So I would play the minus 130. I'd play minus 150 even, and even a little higher if it came to it.
As you're talking, I'm just kind of browsing the menu here. Is it not better almost to, Ashton Jeanty under 9.5, minus 280? I mean, I know that it's minus 280, but in what universe does he get to 10? I mean, there's a world where the Raiders trade back. They say they want to pick up, Pete Carroll's done that in the past. But, like, somebody would trade up to get Ashton Jeanty.
Like he's talking about the Bears,
right?
Perhaps.
Yeah. So, under 9.5. Would that also be a bet? I know the price is different, but man, you would really guarantee yourself, some flexibility there.
I wouldn't say guarantee because exactly what you just described. If that were to happen, the Bears are probably waiting for him at 10. I think the Bears would trade up if they're really desperate to get him and like they're just making a big push. But if the Raiders trade back or the Raiders end up going Will Johnson, who's going to be fully working out on Monday, and then he's on a plane to Las Vegas Tuesday for a visit, and there's some steam going there. The Bears are probably safe to get him at 10. The wild card in this would be the Saints at 9.
Right.
Something to think about. So my answer is yes, it's a good bet to make at minus 260. It's not a guarantee that
right.
the Bears would go up. And lots of these positional over-under markets are put at a point where it's right in front of a team that has a very obvious need and has some commentary around them wanting to take it that specific player or position. So no, not guaranteed, but yes, it's a good bet and a long roundabout answer.
How about with Shadur, Adam? There's been I've been almost frustrated by, look at these mocks and trying to pin it down because it seemed he's been moved all over the board. I guess I'd just ask the question, do you find it, is it more likely that a team will, a quarterback desperate team will trade up and he doesn't drop to a 9, which is where I think Mel Kiper, I want to say it was 9 the last time I looked at Mel's mock. Just what do you sort of see for Shadur?
It's a perfect example. His price is 8.5 right now, heavily shaded to the over, suggesting that he is going to go 9th or later.
Yep.
But in terms of teams that would make a lot of sense, the Saints picking at number 9 certainly would as an option. I don't know if I'm Kellen Moore and that new coaching staff, if that's the direction I'm going immediately to begin my first ever head coaching role, especially when I have Derek Carr likely starting under center for me,
right?
Unless that scenario goes awry very quickly. But I don't see a lot of teams in the 11 to 18 range if he were to get by 9 at the Saints, and obviously the Bears are not going to go quarterback.
Right.
There's not a lot of QB needy teams in there. And so I kind of look at this where if he's not going to go to Cleveland, if he's not going to the Giants, but both seem less likely now than ever before,
with you.
And he kind of slides through this. I mean, he could slide to Pittsburgh potentially at 21.
I'd love to take an under, but I don't see one available on him, at least, again, where I can bet. I mean, I can get $20 down somewhere, Adam, but, you know, if I'm going to do it, I need a little more than $20. I need a little bit more liquidity. So
Maybe you might be able to find somewhere for $25. You never know.
Yeah, well, that's why I got to get to Canada because, you know, you guys' limiting practices are better up there, right?
Well, the exchange rate, you know, it makes people view numbers and the decimal points a little bit less. But
that's true.
I'll tell you, the best options right now are actually kind of in faraway places. Lots of offshore places that put up some numbers and are willing to take a bit more of a bet. We're going to see a lot of this open up in the next 4 or 5 days, though.
No doubt. What about a guy like Jackson Dart? You just wonder when that run on quarterbacks start. You know, if there was a price on him to be drafted in the first round, you know, what would that need to be for you on a guy like Jackson Dart from Ole Miss, who has all the physical tools, but, you know, certainly has had some inconsistent play? What do you make of him and you know, a potential quarterback run?
His position total right now is 24.5.
Okay.
And the under's shaded pretty heavily because of the ties to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think the only way that he goes in the first round is if, well, I think it's kind of accepted Ward is going one. If Sanders goes early and the Steelers have to make a choice at 21 for a quarterback, I could see that happening. The long shot kind of out for him if he gets past Pittsburgh, because maybe Sanders slid and the Steelers go that direction, would be the Rams, who have spent allegedly a lot of time working with him and visiting with him, evaluating perhaps where they're going to go in the future. So that's kind of it. So it's either 21 or 26, but I don't necessarily think it's a slam dunk to get much further past Pittsburgh. So his price to go in the first round is very high. I've seen about minus 800 at some places.
Yeah. All right. Early win totals have been posted. Obviously we're still, you know, so far out from the season. And they could change based on, you know, there's a couple of quarterback situations that have to be, you know, rectified. But in terms of, you know, some of the early totals you have seen, is there one that jumped out at you as being a little mispriced here early on?
Buffalo stands out for sure at 11.5. They have the easiest projected road schedule of any team in the NFL. I think it's a walk to the one seed in the AFC, which is a lot of confidence for April 10th. But I'm looking at the schedule. I've made point spreads for all 272 games. I've tried to downgrade the Bills a lot in ratings, which they do not deserve. But just to be like, how low do I have to go on Buffalo to get to a point where they're expected to win 11 or fewer games? And it's going to a range where I'm having them rated on the same level as the Denver Broncos and the LA Chargers. And I can never accept that that's true. And the Chiefs' schedule, way more difficult. The Ravens' schedule, way more difficult. The Bengals in that division with still a flawed roster. I mean, to me, this AFC sets up as well as it ever has for Buffalo. They're going to be favored, I believe, in every single game all season. I think this is a over 11.5 season for Buffalo and a one seed in the AFC for them as well. So that's my favorite at the moment.
Are Dallas fans who've typically had a pretty high number in terms of win total, are they gonna go run into this? I'm looking at you had 7.5 down here. They're gonna go run into that, and if they do to hit the over, would they be making a mistake in your eyes?
I don't think it's a mistake. It's weird to me to see 7.5.
It is. It's so low.
This is probably, I would say this is the first time I can remember, I don't want to say ever, but it might be, where I don't feel like the Cowboys win total is inflated. They're right. always so popular that you typically see a bit of a premium put on them. But this is a byproduct of the Commanders' leap last year, the Eagles obviously being the champs, and you're seeing the Cowboys with just a lot of uncertainty on the offensive roster. So my projection specifically with where I have the Cowboys rated is 7.8 wins, which might not mean a lot to folks listening, but when you get into looking at how these things are priced at 7.5, that Cowboys win total is actually shaded quite a bit to the under. So I could justify a small bet on the over at 7.5 for Dallas. I tell you, it would be very exciting, though, if they do get that wide receiver opposite CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
That would make me a little bit more excited to click submit on that one.
Absolutely.
Adam, man, great stuff as always. We always appreciate the time and the visits, and we'll do this again here real soon, man.
Thank you, Adam.
I will save the Bears slander for the next appearance.
Oh, I could feel it.
We've got a lot to talk about there.
I could feel it coming. We have such a difficult schedule.
I've gotten the vibes too that
you've educated me.
You're higher on the Raiders than you've been maybe since the first Bush administration. So, you know, this is exciting for us.
Well, we'll save that one for the next one too. There's a lot to talk about with the Raiders.
Hey, Adam, thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Chat to you soon.
Yep, he is Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports. Yep. Obviously, you know, we're ways out. What are we, 6 months out? No, 5 months out.
We're 2 weeks from the draft.
But we are 2 weeks
from
the draft.
NFL season
right.
here for
That's
the
right.
you know, rest of April
yeah.
at least. And then we got to go dormant again.
Yeah, so.
But he's already schooled me. I have to be patient.
Right.
There will be improvement, but ultimately our schedule is so difficult, second or third toughest schedule in the league, depending upon which measurement you use. It's not going to be like, hey, Bears are back in the playoffs. No, I need to be patient.
Yeah,
with Ben.
I'm just kind of looking at, you know, some of these like I can't bet like over unders, right? I can bet some like Jackson Dart on one book is 21.5, right?
Yeah, there's Pittsburgh and there's the Rams.
Are the Steelers 21?
Yeah, I think it's the 21 is the Steelers. He mentioned them as the team that he might not fall past, but there's also the Rams, who I think Mel had him mocked, who I want to tell you they're 26 somewhere in there.
Yeah, Shadur is over 6.5 is -400. So he's talking about the slide. It's already priced in.
Yeah, Mel's got him at 9 to the Saints.
Damn. I thought he was going to the Giants.
It's done. That changed. A week later, he had dropped.
Got it. That's crazy.
The Giants are going to take Milroe's second round.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else that's interesting? Not really.
According to Kiper, at least.
Yeah. I mean, Ashton Jeanty under 9.5, -280. We talked about that. Like, because it's like if the Raiders don't draft him, then, you know, you're kind of screwed. Although, I still feel like the Panthers could draft him. Like, why wouldn't the Panthers draft him running back? They have Chuba. Like,
yeah.
Not great.
They just gave him an extension. I think they picked up someone else off of free agency.
And then the Saints have to replace Alvin Kamara. Like,
now, that's where I think they would grab him.
Yeah.
Because Kamara has to be replaced.
I could see, like, the Bears trading to 8 with the Panthers, pick swap, you know, and making sure the Saints don't, if the Raiders
because you have to get above the Saints.
Yeah.
The Saints have absolutely replaced Kamara with Jeanty.
Exactly.
And you got maybe, you know, 8 to 10 years possibly. You can talk yourself into it.
Let's see. First drafted receiver is the McMillan from Arizona, who's like 6'5" or whatever he is. So that seems very likely. Let's see. First draft position for you guys is running back +180.
First round?
Yeah.
Nah. It's going to end up not. Jenty's going to be gone. Y'all are not letting him slide past 6.
You don't like Hampton?
Omarion Hampton. UNC?
You're not taking him in the first round.
I doubt it. Not at 10.
Not at that pick.
Yeah. So what? Because defensive line is second, offensive line is third, tight end's fourth.
We can also, George, we have Carolina's second-round pick.
Yeah, you can
and
move
so
back
And so we can get our running back, a pretty good one.
Caleb Johnson really good out of Iowa as well.
With one of the two. North Carolina guy, the two Ohio States, and then
Caleb Johnson there from Iowa is nice. Yeah. I like Tyler Warren, that tight end there from Penn State. Yeah.
A lot of people have got him.
A
lot of people got him mocked to us now.
Yes.
Going tight end.
He's different.
He's Brock Bowers?
As a receiver, yes, better blocker and bigger.
Dude, Brock Bowers set the rookie receiver record for catches this year.
Yeah.
You're telling me this dude would do that next year? in Ben Johnson's offense, or like, you know,
I could see it, but that's the thing. He's
be capable of that.
He's capable of that. He's also such a good blocker. I mean, they
wouldn't get that many because you have more weapons than that. But you're telling me he's Bowers ish,
bigger.
He's 6'4". That's Brock Bowers. Tyler
Warren's like 6'6", 250.
Yeah, he's 6'6", yeah. But that's like, unless,
I mean, we've already
unless you're telling me this guy's Gronk, he will not
my
do
thing
what
is,
Brock Bowers.
And we gave Cole Kmet a contract, like a tight end's contract. He's actually on a pretty good deal for a tight end.
Exactly.
We're really going to go get another tight end when we could still use, you know, you need depth on the offensive line.
Yeah,
that
seems unlikely.
If you're going to be what Detroit was, your foundation has to be set. I know we've addressed some of it in free agency. I don't know. I see he's mocked to the Bears.
Yeah. Right.
I'd like for the line. I just don't know which linemen are still going to be there at 10, because it feels like the top two or three are going to go before Membo, that guy from Mizzou.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right. Should be fun. Should be a good time. We'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Thursday. Jason and John, I'm trying to film
you. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
ESPN. Zen Sports, Zen Sports. That's where you should be doing your betting. That's where I'm at. Easy to use. They've got everything you need. They've got NBA. They've got baseball. That's about it, I guess. Soccer, right? That's what we got. That's what we're dealing with right now in the sports world. They got it for you. Zen Sports is the app. Download it today. Zen Sports betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. We're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. I'm randomly thinking about this. I was at Walmart the other day, and I saw the brand new college basketball sports car product from Topps, and I was like, my boy PJ Haggerty got to be in here, right? I was trying to get that PJ Haggerty auto. No dice. I did get a dude's auto, though. I got some dude from Seton Hall, Scotty Middleton. You ever heard of him?
No.
I got him. I did not get any Cooper Flag autos. I didn't get nothing. But I got Scotty Middleton. So.
Congrats.
Sadly, no PJ Haggerty, man. I was trying to contribute to the fund, you know, the NIL fund.
Bro, you can't get us close to what we need now.
Unfortunately, I cannot.
Thanks to Toppin and Texas Tech.
Yep.
For setting the market.
And then it gets out public. But you know what the difference is, man?
What is the difference?
The difference is that they have a billionaire backing them.
Oh.
Cody Campbell's his name. He's a former oil tycoon.
We got a millionaire. Backing us.
Is he?
Is he a billionaire?
I don't know if he's backing you. I hear conflicting things right now in terms of money. So, obviously, he's not.
I'm just saying, he has that ability.
He has if he was doing it, we wouldn't be having this argument about PJ Haggerty. Like, this Cody Campbell guy has said, I'm going to make sure that everybody that wants to be here, I'm gonna pay. Like, the whole thing with him was like, we'll give you three something, whatever it was. Just don't even entertain the draft. You're just in. Just, like, sign right here. You're in. You know? They're bankrolled. These programs are bankrolled. The BYU Mormon money, bankrolled by the Mormons, you know?
I gave you a second team.
Latter-day Saints, brother.
And you only came, you know, only 6,500 of you came out to watch it on average every night.
I mean, yeah, this program hadn't been to a Sweet 16 since 2009. It's tough, man.
It is.
It's tough.
What's tough is that Mike Conley is realizing that this might be his last meaningful game in Memphis.
Oh, yeah, I guess
that shoot around and Drew Hill talked to him.
Yeah. Mortality.
He looked up at Tony's retired jersey.
Yeah.
Obviously, he could not be here that night. But I imagine it makes you think about.
He'll have his
time. Your time is coming.
Yeah, he will.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, it's soon.
It's soon. Yeah, it's got to be
very soon.
Yeah.
Very soon. Mike is questioning. John was already just killing him for his play. What was that against Milwaukee, John? You were killing him the other day.
Like 4 points.
He's been in the league like 20 years, bro.
Yeah.
But I think Mike realizes John is right.
Exactly.
And soon he will have to walk off.
Oh, yeah.
But when he comes back to Memphis, obviously the fields are going to be there.
Yeah.
I imagine you're going to get good, Mike Conley. Now, watch him hit a couple big threes for him.
Right.
You know the guy. You just never can count him out, can you?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike Conley, for what you did for the Grizzlies.
Yeah. Well, you'll have time. You'll have your chance.
I'm doing it now. I might not be here on Mike Conley night. You know, you never know. We might not have a show.
Yeah, he's the last one, right?
Come on, dude. Where you at? It's the fourth record. It's the fourth and final one.
The core four. Yeah. All right.
Now, the full set.
Is he the least revered? He is, right? People don't revere Mike in that way.
Well, it's who you're up against. They definitely revere. We revere Mike.
Yeah.
But
he had some big shots.
It's who you're up against.
Yeah.
Tony, Z-Bo.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
I put him up. For me, he's above Mark, but, you know, that's just me.
No way.
Oh, I know it's blasphemy to you.
Mike Conley over Mark?
You picked Mark because he listed 3-6 and went to Lausanne.
Yeah, and he was defensive player of the year and.
Okay.
Like, was a world champion and, you know, did things. As opposed to like.
Yeah, but don't act like he didn't get moody at the end.
He did.
Mike never got moody.
That's true. I mean.
Never. It was always every bit of him. Yeah. He didn't care if it was a beautiful game or a grind it out. He was going to get the best of him, right?
He was a consummate professional.
If Mark didn't like what the coach was doing or he didn't like the basketball or wasn't beautiful enough, he'd let you know, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing there at the end. He was a little grumpy at the end.
Yeah.
He wanted to go chase the title.
Yeah.
And we said we weren't delivering, which I get at that point in his career. But don't act like he wasn't a little stick in the mud there at the end.
Right. Right.
Mike never did that to you. No, he gave you everything, including put on the mask.
He did. No, I know that.
So I can hold Mike in higher esteem than Mark, and you got to be all right with it.
Mm-hmm.
Accept it.
Now, this story came across while we're talking about NBA and champs and everything like that. The spouse of a recently deceased DraftKings customer had $100,000 in future bets on the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference and the finals. Then he died. The customer died, right? And the spouse requested to DraftKings to void the bets so that I guess she could just have the money and that the good ending is that they did go ahead and void the bets. But would you not have just let them things ride, bro? I mean, win the East, win the finals. Like, okay, cash one of them out. But I would have let one of them ride.
Of course you would have.
I mean, like, talk to somebody. Talk to a professional. Like, I don't know what the price he got was, but, you know, it could be like his lasting legacy. You know, if the Celtics win the East, you know, I don't know. I'm glad it ended well. I just saw this come across. That's a very strange situation there.
Not stranger than a woman had six adults, didn't know where they were, and three goats tied to the back of a bus.
We got them here in Memphis. Was that in Memphis?
Look how George looked. That happened in Memphis, Tennessee.
We got
yesterday.
We got them, folks.
A woman driving from Texas to Virginia in a school bus with six old people, didn't know what there. One of them's got dementia. One of them apparently attacked the other one the night before.
Yeah.
One of those old people has died.
Yes.
This old woman staying in motels while she keeps the old people on the bus overnight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And there's three goats, George.
Yeah, this is
in a trailer behind the bus. They're at the tire shop on Union.
Very sick, actually. Who knows what?
What is going on?
Yeah.
Mm. Nothing My stranger word. Than that one.
No, that takes the cake.
Yeah, it does. But at least they got everybody.
And the goats are at the pound or whatever.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to nurse them back.
Rest
Hopefully
in peace
the people,
the vulnerable adult who they did not make it.
Yeah. Seriously.
But to the others, you know, hopefully they get everybody back where they're supposed to be.
Who knows?
I don't know. It's just another day in Memphis. Bernice Jarrett is her name.
She got buck stops here, Bernice.
It does.
It's Memphis.
Over. It's over. Grizzlies, Timberwolves tonight on 92.9. Don't miss it. Jeffrey and company up next. Thanks to Bobby Marks for joining us on the show. Thanks to Adam Chernoff as well. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.